Dream.
Okay, we're on.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Hot Flush, the premier podcast for the perimenopausal. You're joined by your host, Mrs. Boog, and my friend,
Mrs. Berry. I'm eating.
You're eating.
I know. How many people do you think have turned off already?
Thousands.
Is this the first thing I've eaten all day?
Why?
Well, Rob and I had a lovely lazy morning that, yes, may have involved some, intimate moments, which was quite delightful, and didn't see any children interrupt whatsoever. And then, I don't know, I just haven't had time. I had to clean up the kitchen because I was on duty yesterday, and let me just say I ran fast and loose last night with that responsibility. So I've just been cleaning the kitchen before I could make anything in it. So now I'm eating what I call a persimmon, but a lot of people call a Fuji fruit. And, is that what they call it? Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
It's packed full of very good vitamins and minerals, lots of vitamin C, because, Mrs. Wood, this week something has happened.
What?
I've started drinking green juice.
God.
I know.
I even asked
our beautiful friend who runs Table Tonic, who I always just call Table Tonic. So now I don't. Louise! Oh, that's it. I even asked her today, because she made her favourite green juice today, and I was like, how long does it last? Do you drink all of that in one go, or do you have some? And I'm like, I don't even know who I am anymore. And then one of the women I work with, she has a green juice every afternoon. And I actually sent her an email yesterday going, so which one do you use? And she went, well, who's coming around now? I'm like, oh, my God. But my my arthritic pains in my hands is just unbearable. And apparently green juices and apple cider vinegar in water. So Laura, one of our beautiful listeners, suggested that earlier this week. No, not Laura, Donna. Donna suggested it. And I was like, okay, so a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar in water. Yum. And I had it in the morning because we had to have it on an empty stomach. And I sort of had a taste. And, of course, I thought a tablespoon in water, it would be really diluted. You wouldn't really taste it. Oh, no, you taste it. And so I started to drink it. I went, oh, this is terrible. Just scull it. Otherwise, you'll never finish it. I sculled it. Seriously felt like it burnt the back of my throat. And then I had one of those involuntary just heaving cough vomits after it. Not that anything came back up, but was just that over the sink. The whole family came running. They were all concerned for my welfare. So I'm very good. I'm very good at this health food diet, looking after yourself stuff.
And well, I'm trying not...
Go on.
I've been having a chocolate thick shake every day. It's like I'm pregnant again.
Yeah, but you've had a tough week.
Oh, mate, I've had a shit week. I'm not going to sit here and pretend it was fabulous and I fucking...
Your life was no green smoothie.
No, it wasn't. It was more like a sludge of dog shit that I've trod on. I've been now operating for over a week on just like this mid-seasonal anxiety. I haven't had a panic attack for so long. But I just feel like...
Where were you? Because you were out, weren't you? You were out when you had it.
Yeah. I haven't had one for ages. But I just feel like I'm just about to have one every single minute of every single day. And it's exhausting. And I'm doing everything I should be doing, like going, this is just feelings and all that sort of shit. But it's just, I'm done.
Can you up your meds a little bit?
Yeah, I'm going to have to do something.
Listen to me. caveat, this program is not for medical advice. Please see your practitioner for any advice regarding, antidepressants. I just up it.
Yeah.
Just because those Zyprexa tablets, they've got a half cut in them, but even if you then just half cut it again and just see how you are in a week.
Yeah. But I think that there's a lot of people out there going through the same thing.
Oh my God, so much.
Get your hand away.
You know what I'm getting now? You know what I'm eating now?
Oh, what?
Homemade spelt bread.
Okay, can you not eat for the rest of the time that we're on the phone?
I can't make that promise. Okay, all right, I'll try not to.
Thank you.
Well, let's try not to take as big a bite as I just did because that was because I'm hungry. Anyway, I think that's the concern though, is if you are doing all the things you're meant to be doing, and you're still vibrating.
That's the word, vibrating.
That's when you. I think you need to put a little call into your GP.
Yeah. No. Good idea.
Because I think that my lady garden smells weird at the moment, so I'm going to have to do the same.
Why does it smell weird?
I don't know. I just don't think it smells the same as it normally smells.
Oh, it's because of all those fucking green juices.
That's the apple cider vinegar. Although, I must say, I've been doing apple cider vinegar for 2 days, and I reckon my poo smelt different yesterday.
Well, if anyone was still listening after all that eating, they've gone now, haven't they?
Hey, we're almost at 200,000 like listens.
We are, and because we were the first ever podcast that signed with our platform Wooshka.
Yeah.
Where we used to go and record at the Town and Country. God, they were fun days. And so
remember when we walked into the rooms? So Rob, beautiful Rob, who set up Wooshka, took us for a tour of the Town and Country, which was this very divey motel that he'd bought in the inner suburb ring of Sydney, the second ring of Sydney.
No, Strathfield.
No, Ryde. Is it Ryde?
Strathfield.
Okay. Anyway.
I won one.
And he took us. Oh God! And he took us for a tour of the rooms that it had repainted and stuff. And we walked in, and I'm just looking, going, And Wexy just literally went, "Oh Rob, this is no good. This is really bad." And I remember him just being like, "Oh, really? You think?"
Well, let's just give it some context. He's a pretty clever guy. And he bought this to redevelop. I'm not sure if it's been redeveloped yet. But at the time, we had a recording studio out there. And then the rest of the rooms were rented by the hour type scenario. It was so dodgy. And they had a hooker. They had a hooker living in there full time. Yeah. Oh, sorry. A sex worker.
Yeah, they did. And she used to come to the staff meetings.
And she got a vote on what colour the walls were going to be painted, which I thought was very generous.
I thought that was very generous. I remember remember the guy that would come in for the hour, like the client, and he would come in and he had that completely SSV souped up, like Holden, just parked in the car park of this absolute, you know, downtrodden. Oh, wow. I put up a photo yesterday on our Instagram Hot Flush page feed. Of the two of us, like right back then, we look baby faced.
Like, I we've really aged in the last few years.
It's only 5 years ago. And I'm like, oh my God. The mid 40s are hard on you, aren't they?
They are. 40s, everyone goes, their 40s are great. Oh, my fucking 40s are dreadful. You age at a pace that's unknown to any human.
It really does. Like, even Rob and I look at photos from when we started dating, which is, you know, it's only 3 years ago, well, almost four. We just look at it and go, what happened? It's like from 45 to 50 is just like...
Your face falls off.
You age about, you know, in that 5 years, you age what you did in the previous 15, I reckon.
Yeah.
It's not pretty. She says, sitting here with her first arthritic bump on her finger. Can you see that? Look at that, like, just there.
Oh, yes. Ouch.
Well... The weird bit, yeah, it does hurt, actually. Just stay there. And, you know, this is one of the things that I'd – you know how we talk about how great the Hot Flush Facebook page is because it's where we can all go and support each other and just share and ask? I'd kind of forgotten about doing that for me. Like, I felt like we – so this week when I put up that post about how I was having this really bad Hashimoto's flare and my whole body was just having this weird spasm of just hatred and pain, it was so reassuring all these, all of these women that came out just going, oh, me too. And people who had, women who have lupus or Hashimoto's or straight arthritis or you name it, it was like, it was so, it's that whole thing, you know, I mean, you know, I can glibly say misery loves company, but it was just so, it was just, it actually made me feel better that it wasn't just me having this really sort of painful, terrible moment, and that other women my age or in my age bracket are going through exactly the same thing. And I, it sounds so stupid me saying that, because that's what we say the whole time about the hot flush. But then to actually do it, and just I went, oh, and that's where the apple cider vinegar came from, and then the green, and yeah, the green juice thing is actually going to become part of a little, it's a little daily drink of various powders and stuff that help with inflammation. And
yeah, so I've got my friend Mrs. Goodman, she suffers from inflammation as well, so I'll pass on that little tip.
Can you, because we have spoken, Mrs. Goodman and I have spoken before, and she seems pretty well, she's competent, she really is a grown-up.
Oh no, she does the adulting very well.
She adults very well, so I'll turn, I shall turn to her, because I'm like, come on, like, I'm not really drinking. I'm having no caffeine. Sure, the carbohydrate intake has dramatically increased when it was already quite high in the last month. But, you know, come on. But it's like, nope, carbs and sugar, they're just not my friend either. That's so really, I literally, I think I'm going to turn, I might turn into Gwyneth Paltrow.
I don't.
Well, I've already talked to you about the smell of my vagina today. I could make a candle of it.
Do you know, it's been 4 years ago today that we lost our darling John.
Oh, Kate.
Yeah, I think that might have been an underlying thing as well this week. I had a cry on the phone to Mum, which is always, you know, she wants to hear me cry about it. But anyway.
Oh. And again, like that, how... 4 years. Wow.
I know.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Groby.
You're so polite to your kids.
Really? Was that polite?
Yeah. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
No, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, that's what
he's
it makes
trying, polite. He's trying very hard. But, yeah, we had to, we've instigated some more rules this week because the literally double-digit hours spent gaming has just, oh, my God. But you know what? Like, I don't know. It's not a hill I'm going to die on, let me just tell you that. But I am going to try, I am going to try and be a parent and actually, you know, tell them to, you know, there has to be some breaks. There has to be some level of actually seeing daylight in a day, like a bit of sunlight on your skin.
Yeah.
How many people do you think will come out of this with rickets?
Rickets.
Yeah, because rickets is what you get when you don't have enough sun. Hang on, I'm looking it up. Oh, there you are. You popped up in the corner. Hello.
Hello.
Rickets. Rickets is a skeletal disorder that's caused by a lack of vitamin D, calcium or phosphate. People with rickets may have weak and soft bones, stunted growth and, in severe cases, skeletal deformities.
Oh, dear Lord.
The treatment is calcium and vitamin D.
Well, that's good because I've been walking up to the cafe every day in the sun to get my milkshake. So yeah. I think I'll be okay.
Yes, I think you'll be okay.
How many
Rob
people
is actually
do you
make
think-
leave the house every day.
How many people do you think at the end of this is going to come out with some severe mental health issues?
Oh, my God. Like how many? Well, they're already oh, shit, hang on, something's burning. Hang on. Keep talking.
Okay.
What's burning?
What's burning?
Oh, is that toast? Is your toast burning? The crumbs in the bottom burning?
I can't do it without
keep talking.
Okay. Well, I think a lot of people are going to come out of this needing some little help with their mental health. Because seriously, we're all going crazy in this house. Is it not him focusing?
Okay, it's just not Felix, the other one, Jasper, making toast. Oh gosh, that was, you know, seriously, it was like burning, flaming, you know, smell. Hey, I'm going to read you this. So what else is happening? How's Mr. Wu?
He's good. He's out driving with Harry at the moment.
Oh my God! If your nerves aren't frayed already, then you have to bloody hell.
So he's doing that. Jack is taller than me now, and he's officially hit full puberty hormonal monster. So the good one's gone.
Well, that's disappointing.
Yeah, and he was always my good one, and now he's giving me lip, talking back.
Oh, bloody hell.
I know.
Surely you should just say to him, do you remember seeing Harry do this to me and how upsetting it was for me? You saw the impact it had on me. So, you know, and now you're going to do it? Just see what that does.
Oh, Harry and I had a huge row during the week. It was coming. Huge row. And do you know what Jack did? Oh. It was like so excited. He went and rang Mr. Wu, who was at work, to tell him about it, give him the blow-by-blow. What, you little dobber?
Yeah. Bloody hell. And has it resolved?
Oh, yeah, always does. But it's so bad because you can't even sort of send them anywhere. Because Harry's like, I hate this family. I want to leave. And I'm like, go. I'll pack for you. Off your truck. And he's like, where am I going to go? And I'm like, oh, that's right. You can't go anywhere.
Oh, bloody hell.
I was at one point where I was happy to let him go sleep under a bridge somewhere.
Okay. So I found this article this week that was talking about training your brain in lockdown.
Yes, you sent that to me. I haven't read it yet.
Yeah. No, I was going to send it to you and then I think I forgot.
No, you did.
Oh, I did? Mm-hmm. Okay. So it talks about the profound changes in our lifestyle because of COVID-19 means we have to take up more deliberate actions to exercise our thinking skills. So one of the first things they say is diversity is key. So you need to do a diversity of activities to maintain that gives a maximum opportunity to practice many important thinking skills. So they say here, like, crosswords are great, but why not play a game of Tetris for a bit of speed workout? So it's doing the fast and the slow things. You know, give your brain a bit of setting smart goals. And then it says, don't set the bar too high. Well, that's probably quite lucky. But then it says a goal could be the time taken to complete a task or achieving a higher difficulty level or learning a new activity within a defined time frame.
Oh, fuck off.
No, but I reckon there's really something in that. Because, you know, if you're going to say, well, I'm going to use this time to, you know, to get back into reading. Well, okay, we're 4 weeks in and I still haven't moved the box of tissues off the top of the book that is in my bedside table that has been there since Christmas.
Well, so, I haven't written anything decent in weeks because, A, I get content from everyday observations. society, and I'm not seeing any of it. And B, you know, I write with a humorous twist most of the time, and I'm just worried that it's not going to be received well. You know, I got a little bit of hate recently, and I think that's rattled the cage a bit. So I really got to start getting back into it, don't you think?
Well, that's your canary down the mine. You know, if you're not writing, then we know that you're not in a good headspace.
Yeah. Oh. So obvious. Might as well get T-shirts printed.
So
I think that even just if I can bang out a little something every day, that will get me back sort of on the right path.
But this is a good thing, right? Like, so let's say that, you know, if your goal is that you're going to walk every day, then right. So then let's say, okay, this week's goal is that I'm going to walk for 20 minutes and then next week's goal is you're going to walk for 25. Or, you know, like just set yourself a little – I think that's what that means.
Yeah. God, there's so many people walking, Kim, that it's worse than, like, ever.
Oh, it's like Pitt Street.
It's like going to the Royal Easter Show out there.
I know. Hey, you know this whole thing about how they close the beaches on the eastern suburbs of Sydney?
Yeah.
But the northern beaches suburbs are still open.
Yeah.
So when you look out, there's so many people surfing. And apparently there's all these blow-ins from the eastern suburbs because they can't surf at their beaches. Now, is that not just the biggest low? Like, is that just not the most nonsensical decision you've ever heard?
So like, none of this makes sense. None of the way any of this has been handled has made any sense whatsoever. I was up at the shops today because I go up, like, to get my loaf of bread or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And there were so many people. Everyone, like, the whole floor of the shopping centre is squared off, so you're not
too. Yeah.
But, you know, people picking up food and smelling it and putting it back and things like that. I'm like, what's what?
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm like, if you're surfing, you can't be very close to each other. I mean, not that I know because, you know, let's just face it, I don't even think I've ever touched a surfboard, let alone actually been on one. But they're all the way out. Like, I don't get it. It's the douches that went and lay on the beach on top of each other to get a skin cancer tan, they're the problem.
Yeah.
Like, let the surfers surf, I say, with absolutely no medical background and no level of skill or training in infectious diseases. There was actually a great thing this week. It was on Fox News, of course, where the chief medical officer in the States had come out and was talking about why they're trying to do a staged reopening of businesses, like a three-prong process or something. And then all of those really hot, sexy, doomsday prepper, like anarchist men, white men in the States who I think they went to the Ohio State Council or State Building or something and protested the fact that they were being told to stay home for their own well-being. So they were reporting that, the chief medical officer, and then they had someone on as an alternate viewpoint, and it was Dr. Phil. Like, what?
Oh, my God.
What? That doesn't make sense, you idiot. So I take back everything I just said about, you know, letting surfers surf because that makes me look like Dr. Phil.
America is so fucked. It's not even funny. Like, honestly, I've just read this morning that some of the states are starting to riot.
Yeah. That was these guys standing on the steps of the state legislature. Try and say that's fast. State legislature. Oh, there we go. Yeah, and they're standing there. They've got their AK whatevers and their – oh, my God.
Yes,
the irony of it was is that two of them were standing there with face masks on.
I know American – like, not all Americans are stupid. Like, there's – you know, we've got friends who are American, and they're sort of quietly slipping me little notes going, holy fuck, we are so fucked.
Yeah. Oh, so many. Sorry?
Not really hungry.
Oh. Would you be if I made it?
I'd eat it if you made it. I don't actually want it with me.
Felix just came down to make dumplings, got the wok out and started to do it and then went, yeah, can't fall.
Oh, well, go hungry.
Anyway, principle three. Dedicating time for brain workout. So when setting your goals, try to define a few workout sessions every week. Our research has shown that it isn't necessary to formally exercise the brain every day. Instead, it seems much better to set a brain workout session of 30 to 60 minutes every other day and to try and keep the workout constant during that time. Think of it as taking your brain to the gym.
Does Candy Crush count?
I don't see why not. Any form of, like, repetitive game that involves, like, Oh, I don't know. We're talking through my hat. See if I know. When
tell you what I have done, though.
Yes.
I started to watch Glee from the beginning.
Oh, Jasper's been doing that.
Yeah. It's quite cute.
Who's the brown-haired girl?
Leah Michelle. Rachel, yes.
Oh, I just want to kick her in the shins every time she's on.
She's very earnest.
She's so earnest. And Jasper was like, why do you hate her so much? I went, oh, well, that's who I was.
I was going to say, I thought you would have connected with her totally.
Oh, I was her. And now I look at her and I just go, oh, just go and have, you know, underage sex and be done with it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of writing this piece, right, and about Dobbin.
Yeah.
Now, I was talking to Wendy the other day, and she suggested I write a piece about dobbing. Would you dob on a neighbour to the police?
For doing what?
For, like, having a party. Because people are dobbing on neighbours, and I don't know about you, but I'm so conflicted about it. It's very un-Australian, I don't think, because normally you sort of stuff up to, you know, stuff the authorities. But it's interesting. It's an interesting one. I want to know, what would you do if your neighbours had, like, four families over for a big piss-up? Would you ring the police?
Do you know what? In that scenario, I probably wouldn't. But if I knew they were in quarantine because they'd been overseas or they'd been on one of the prison ships and I saw them going down to Woolies, then I would.
Ah.
Because anyone who's coming to their house and putting themselves at risk, you know, I know that they are then going to go out and go to Woolies and, you know, I know that probably if we logically followed it through to the end point, me doing it for one and not the other is actually contradictory. But I feel like if they're coming to their house, they're making a decision that they're going to put themselves at risk.
Yeah.
But if that person is in quarantine and then is going off down to Woolies or to the shops or out and about, well, they're then, you know, they're making other people who don't have that choice exposed, potentially exposed. I think that's, you know, how I'd run it. Also, if they were really rich and annoying, I'd dob them in. Or if they were like a wife beater and never been out, you know, like that, you know.
I do worry about those families who are living with an abuser. I'm really concerned about that.
It's just horrible. Did you hear that Accor Hotels are doing something? I don't know how it's actually being run or instigated, but they've opened up their empty hotels for women who are at risk or are coming from a DV environment.
Well, good on them. That's awesome.
Isn't that remarkable?
Yep, that's awesome.
I'm
about that. I'm going to find out more about that. That's very,
yeah,
very good.
I was really, really impressed with that. I just banged my arthritic thumb. Oh, no, I just hyperextended it.
Listeners at home, you should see the face on it, honestly. It's so dramatic. She's hurt her finger.
Oh, I'm not hurt.
Hey, can we move on to the readers' questions? Because I've got to do a family hookup soon.
Oh, sure. Okay, hang on.
I'm just going to go and get a refill. Keep going.
Talk. All right, I'm just going to find them all.
Yeah.
Okay. So hang on, guys. This is great. I know that this is great, great podcasting material. Okay. This is a bad way of trying to do it. Let's go to the other way. It's the other way. Why? You guys put so many things up. It's great. But then of course I can't find us. Oh, here we go. Okay. I'm going to open that one. All right. 17 more comments. Okay.
Sorry about all the arms and silence.
Oh, look, shush. It took me ages to find it. Okay, so Lisa says, can you give a shout-out to all the hardworking pathology and radiology staff of Australia? We are often forgotten about in the thanks to frontline workers. Oh, my God. That is so true. Because think about the pressure on pathology departments and radiology with all the chest x-rays and all the pneumonia-related respiratory stuff. And oh.
Yeah, massive props to you guys.
And someone else says pharmacy staff. Oh, so true.
I love our chemist.
Yeah, I've got a really good chemist too.
Like I might actually be a bit in love with him, I think.
You think? Just a little bit?
Maybe. Because he keeps all the good drugs.
Oh, well, that is true, yes. Okay, Karen asks, my question is, suggestions for essential workers who keep having to leave the house and live in fear they will burst into tears or end up arrested for abusing someone if questioned about leaving the house. Not helped here that I'm driving 60 kilometres each way in a rental car while mine is getting fixed. Yes, the guy who hit me 3 weeks ago copped a mouthful, not one of my finer moments. Yes, I'm a donkey on the edge. I'm a donkey on the edge. Shrek, I'm a donkey on the edge. I would rather be home with chemo affected husband and my kids, but I've been told I have to be at work, unlike others in my position in other hospitals. Oh, Karen.
Again, here is where the lines aren't clear. It's so hard. Like, you know,
well, she's like, look at this, look at the decision she's having to make. She's classified as an essential worker, but she said other hospitals in her position are not. And then she has to leave the house for work. And so
she's going into a hospital and she's got her husband at home on chemo.
Yeah.
I would be like beside myself.
Yeah. Karen.
That's awful.
Just keep going and you're amazing. And we're all cheering you on. Melissa. Melissa's asked about the mobile phone tracking app. Yeah, we're not talking about that. That's too complicated and
stupid, and I'm not doing it.
Well, it's not stupid, but it's just very nuanced, and we are never ever going to get the nuanced argument or conversation about it. It's just too hard to do in this. Oh, D asks, how's Oscar coping with lockdown? D, help me. Oh, my God. Just help me. Help. That poor Wookie. He's just coping as best he can. And for him to be coping as best he can is me just, I'm just.
Sorry for laughing. But has he killed you with questions yet?
Every day. And if I try and get up early at like 5 and I sneak down to get some work done before everyone's up and there's people gaming in the background and people asking for food and Oscar just standing there like, you know, some sort of I see dead people just watching me, it's just like, ah. And look, some of his support services are really trying. Like Job Centre is doing online sort of classes during the day, like using Zoom, and it's just fantastic. He's doing 2 gym sessions a week via telehealth video conferencing on his iPad out the back with Natalie, one of the physios from Cerebral Palsy Alliance. So he does that twice a week. It's hilarious. I mean, it's not hilarious. It's fantastic. And then, but it's just like, oh, my God, he's so bored. He's so bored. So if anyone can recommend some things that are good for moderately intellectually handicapped, like young adults, that'd be great. Because, you know, and then, of course, spending a lot of time in his room and, oh, here he comes. His room is so stinky.
I can't wait to give him a cuddle.
I know. Okay. Cindy says, tips for resisting the daily urge to get a dog. I know. I really want to get a dog, but I know I don't want a dog. Like, I can't get a dog. That's just silly.
Have you seen Jessica Rowe's new dog?
Yes.
I talked her into that.
Did you?
I said, you want to ship 2 Maltese cross? I said, they are like the best little dogs. And now, but hers is divine.
She got like a little
Shih Tzu Maltese cross.
Is it?
Yes.
It looks like it has What's that King Charles Spaniel in it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so I talked her into getting that dog, that breed, and now she's like going, why doesn't it sleep at night? it's like a baby. Yeah, don't get
it's
a dog.
It's still a puppy. Like it's not...
Yeah, well, it's been with his mum and his brothers and sisters, her mum and brothers and sisters, and now it's like not with them. So you're the new mum, and
yeah.
She's actually pulled a mattress out into the kitchen to sleep next to it.
Yeah.
I have opinions on that, but I shan't share them. I did tell her that was overkill.
That's nothing. That's not going to end well. That or another cat. Like I'm really, for some reason, it's just like let's get another pet.
Because there's clearly
not enough bodies in this house.
Yeah, you'd be hard find to find one because the pounds are empty, which is really great.
Yeah. Until everyone goes back to work and they fill up again. Sorry, I didn't say that.
Oh my God, you are cynical.
I'm a terrible human. Oh God, Donna raises something about helping older relatives with technology. Nope. I can feel my anxiety. The ball of rage is already growing, Donna. I can't talk about it.
How is your mum?
Oh, the ball of rage in the middle of your chest.
How is your mum? Him.
Okay. So, hang on a sec. Jasper. Oh, my God. Why don't I find noise-cancelling headphones? So you know how she ended up in hospital with bursitis in her hip, right? And you know how the medical professional said you need to rest, you need to minimise steps, this is not one of those situations where you need to get up and keep moving around on it. You actually need to just ice it and rest it. Really for a couple of weeks, but intensely for the first week, right? So last week she wasn't too bad, and this week she had to put a car in for service. That was fine. They dropped her home, and then we were going to drive her back. But I had Oscar at a specialist appointment at Royal North Shore that morning, and so I wasn't back in time. So there were two options for her. She could have – actually, no, there's about 15 options for her, the worst being I will walk from here – to the mechanics to pick up my car, which is probably about 2 km, probably 2.5, right? Well, that's
surely
the worst.
The mechanics would have gone and picked her up.
So anyway, I at home, and then Rob goes upstairs to say to her, Kim's home, I can take you over to pick up your car. And she said, oh, no, that's fine. I walked and picked it up.
Oh, dear.
And then curiously, by that night, she's needing two sticks to help walk. Rob said he's developing a new hashtag, like it's not going to be hashtag every fucking night. It's just going to be hashtag every fucking day for the next completely nonsensical, maddening, infuriating thing that mum does that damages her own health. Because then after that, so 2 days after doing the walking for 5,000 kilometres, she's vacuuming the stairs with two sticks. She's got two sticks on either side.
What? Has she got a death wish?
Oh, this is what absolutely infuriates me about. Oh, and then the afternoon of that date, she's outside with a shovel, shoveling up ant mounds out of the pavers up the back.
God, she needs a good smack.
I just, that's where I get to. Okay. Jasper, can you please go and toss those beans in the oven, and then if they look all evenly crispy, then take them out.
Okay.
Thank you. Belinda asks, how do you think this pandemic experience will shape the lives of our young adult and teenage kids as a generation? I'm thinking of how the depression shaped our grandparents. Oh, that's really interesting. I mean, I thought about how it would impact on them, but the notion about, compared to like a different era like that.
Well, I just think that it's extraordinary, like that they will never know a world without technology. Like when you think about all the communication that they have and they're still able to catch up with their friends on the phone and like see them, like we had it tough. You know, imagine us growing up to be waiting to watch Brian Henderson at 6 o'clock news and that would be it.
I know. Oh, my God. Imagine if that's all we had was Brian Henderson. And then just fighting each night over whether you got to watch a country practice on Channel 7 or Knight Rider on Channel 9.
Yeah, so, like, these kids are actually pretty bloody lucky.
Yeah. Oh, like, my God, did you see what you said?
By telling them that, though, they don't understand.
Oh, my God, you just, seriously, you actually just sound like you're 76. Stop talking. Okay. Oh, and a couple of people have asked who are your comfort following on Insta? Like, when, and people are asking for some good people to follow. You did the shout out for Leslie Jordan last week.
Oh, have you not been following him?
I have. I can only take so much of him, though.
Stop it.
Yeah, I know. Alec Baldwin is mine.
Oh, because, really? I'll follow him.
Oh, I just, oh, my God. Like, I am so... I already was obsessed and in love with 30 Rock, but at the moment I am so deeply bound to that show. I just, if I don't
what
watch
it. What platform are you watching it on?
I'm actually Stan.
Okay.
It's also on Prime.
Okay. I'm going to get into that because I'm a bit over Glee now.
I'll tell
you who's going bonkers on, and pardon the pun, like I don't mean to be cruel, but Britney Spears is not looking so levelled at the moment on Insta.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just a lot of dancing.
Oh.
And a lot of baby talk.
Oh. How old is she now?
Britney, bitch. I don't know.
Okay. So, all right. Let's Alex, don't make me send you Spanky Town. She's asking if her elderly dad can visit. We're not talking. We are not covering that ground anymore. It's just nonsense.
You know the answer to that.
You know the answer to it. If you're asking it, you know the answer to it. You just don't like the answer and you want someone else to give you something that will give you a little bit of leeway. No. Sorry. Okay, well, this is the thing, right? Because women are awesome. Women rule the world. We are, and the women that listen to the Hot Flush are intelligent, thoughtful, empathetic women. So then,
they are amazing.
So when any of us turn around and reveal that we're not, I don't like it. Right, Michelle says, Kim, when is Shepherd avocado season over? I can't, like, as if this was not hard enough. As if this wasn't hard enough. Fucking shepherds.
Okay, now, for a non-avocado person, can you explain to me why it's such a divisive version of avocado?
Because someone made it as an April Fool's joke and it somehow got traction and it's still here. It's like they're watery and slippery and... Whereas the other ones are creamy and yielding. These are like you could have a shepherd avocado in your fruit bowl for 4 weeks, thinking it's never going to get ripe. Then you open it and the thing's like black rotten. They're just terrible. And you try and mash them and they're just waxy. They're waxy. That's the word. Terrible. Oh, right. Sorry. Okay, a little opinionated. Who knew? Oh, Kirsten asks, any great shows on Netflix or Stan? Kirsten, come on. There's so many. Jasper and I watched Parasite last night, which is currently on Stan. Parasite, the movie that won the Oscars.
Oh, yeah, no subtitles. I can't do it.
What?
Isn't it subtitles?
Yes, it's subtitles. What do you mean you can't do subtitles? Are you a child?
Judgy bitch today, aren't you?
I am. It's because my blood sugar's so low.
Hi, Olga.
Oh, is Olga in the background?
Yeah, he's just staring at you.
Hey, hi, Wigs.
Hi, Olga.
Hi.
How you going? Say hi, Wigs.
Hey. Say hi to the Hot Flushers.
Hi.
Everyone's asking about how you're going, if you're coping with it. Are you coping?
Yeah.
No, oh, really?
I could go walk coming.
Oh, Rob's coming. Okay.
I think his cope is helped by the 15 calls a day to our Nana and Grampy.
Oh, that's right. A big shout out to my in-laws and my extended family, because Oscar just rings them on a, like, just on a rotation system throughout the day. It's just the best. He probably, and I know, like, Linny and Ian have clearly just told him he can't ring until after 7. And so at 7 a.m. and 1 second, it's like, oh, hello.
I've got a show that you can watch if you really like stupid television, bad acting and really poor storyline. It's called Baker and the Beauty.
That sounds terrible.
Okay, so it's about this baker who's Puerto Rican. The only reason I'm watching it is he's so fucking good looking. Like, I never knew. Are you flossing your teeth?
Yeah. I'm on the Facebook page reading the question, so I've only got the image of you, so I don't have the image of me, so I forget that you can actually see me. So, yeah, I'm literally picking my teeth.
That's gross. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. Anyway, so this baker is going out with this girl for 4 years, and she proposes to him and he says no, and then he meets this supermodel singer slash designer slash actor slash philanthropist who is an Australian. It's so weird to see that accent. And they've quite fallen in love. So it's only the pilot's out and it's so bad. I'm going to watch the whole thing.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
You would hate it, Kim.
I would hate it. Yes. So, Kirsten, you just have to watch 30 Rock from the beginning. You have to watch Seinfeld from the beginning. You have to watch Bad Mouth because it's just hilarious.
Big Mouth. That is so funny.
You have to watch Unorthodox because it's creepy as fuck and fascinating. You can watch Tiger King if you just are happy to bleach your eyeballs and ear holes afterwards. And I've started watching Where's My Bacon, which is also called
Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan,
because the pictures of the guy looks like he's looking for, like, where's my bacon? They didn't bring me my bacon. It's hilarious. We think it's hilarious. Anyway.
And don't forget Wag the Dog from last week. If you didn't watch Wag the Dog. Wag the Dog is possibly my favourite movie ever, up there with Primary Colours, which is also very topical at this moment.
Yes. I don't know. Yeah, just get amongst it. I still haven't started watching Amazing Mrs. Maisel or whatever that show's called on Prime that I really want to see. But Rob and I have been watching Fleabag. I'd watched most of the first season, but Rob hadn't watched it before. And he's just like, thinks it's awesome, but is just so like perplexed by the whole thing as well, just in that she's just like not likable. But I kind of think I just adore her. So yeah. Anyway. Okay.
Hey, Kim, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
And I don't want to put you on the spot or anything.
Yeah.
Do you and Rob think you're going to get married at some point?
Maybe.
Well, maybe. That'd be nice.
But there's a lot of things that have to happen before that can happen. I'm
just thinking, you know how, like, normally we try and look forward to something? I'm looking forward to you and Rob getting married.
Well, no, when you're looking forward to something, you have to look forward to something that is realistic and in the short term. You could be looking at, like, decades, dude.
Yeah, that's my goal.
It could be happening at, like, you know, once we're in the nursing home.
Yeah, but I don't care. I'm coming.
Of course you're coming.
Are you still eating?
I've got a cold piece of toast now. I'm really basically waiting for this to end so that I can eat something.
Well, trot on. What's the next question?
Oh, now I've scrolled through them all. I'm worried about I'm burning my dinner. Kathy, how do others cope when you are the only one in the household who still actually has to leave the house to go to work? I come home to a filthy, messy house, fighting siblings, and just rage all the time.
Life isn't
stressful enough, then they complain they are bored or depressed because they have nothing to do. Anyone want two daughters? Mine are free to a good home.
Okay, okay. We're going to come at this from totally different angles because Kim's nice and I'm not. I would set the living bloody fear into them. I would give them, like, I'm giving them like 1 hour till I come home. I'm coming home in 1 hour, and in that hour, this is the situation I expect to walk into. And then if you walk in and it's a shithole, just walk out.
No. So that's no, that's not going to work. You just need to do schedules. You need to have, right, this is your day on dishwasher, this is your day on dishwasher, and then you do a night and then you do a dinner. Your kids are old enough to be making dinners. Doesn't even matter if they're toast and tinned soup. Doesn't matter. Like, and then you have, like, the weekly planning session for the dinners so that you make sure you've got all the ingredients that they want and need. But the cleaning thing, you've got, like, right, you're on vacuuming this week, you're on bathrooms, you're on whatever. That's their thing. And then you basically do things like take the remotes to work and you change the Wi-Fi password.
The I end. Like that. I like yeah. that.
Yeah, like, but it's not it on. They work. Are old enough. They are not. They are not 10 and 12. They're 16 and 21. They're, what they're oh. doing is taking a complete fucking lender view, and it's not on. No. Code red. Heart, like, just go hard straight away.
Awesome. I think yep. if I had
and,
penis, I'd be
a wreck. The flip side of that is you can't then, if they're on dishwasher duty, you can't then restack the, you have to just let these things go. You have to go, yep, they're going to do it their way, and it might annoy the shit out of me, or it might not be how I want it done, but it's done. You can't then tell them, you can't put this into place and then criticize them for how they do it. You can't do that. You just have to let it go. And go, you've got to clean the bathroom. Or you have, like, okay, Saturday mornings is we clean the house, and each week it alternates. Someone's bathroom, someone vacuums, someone does whatever else, you know. And then each day with washing, like, or every second, however often you're doing it, right, if you've put it on before you go to work, alternate, like, alternate days, one of them has to hang it out, one of them has to bring it in. It's not on. If they're seriously at home doing jack shit, nah. And then if it doesn't happen, they know what the, there's no three, you know, there's no three warnings and you're out. It's like this slip, because they've got no reason why they cannot be doing this. So it's like there's no need to build in some sort of buffer around it. You go, this is what is going on. This is currently the situation. This is how it's going to run. Is everyone happy with that roster? If you're not happy with the roster, you need to liaise and talk and negotiate with other people on the roster to change your, air quotes, shift or job. And then if I come home on whatever day and something has not been done, there will be ramifications. And the ramifications are there will be no Wi-Fi in the house, there will be no whatever. And then they have to use their own, you know, whatever. Whatever works for you in terms of, you know, a punishment scale. But it's not on Kelly.
I like that, Kim. That's
yeah,
all
thank
good.
You. Thank yeah, thanks. You. Yeah.
Cool. Well, said yeah. with very firm dedication.
Hashtag prefect. Right. Now. Oh, Lisa says that she has a nearly 14-year-old daughter who has inherited the family curse of big boobs. Not a curse, Lisa. Not a curse. Really not. Lots of, you know, just anyway. Anyone got suggestions for bras that don't look like they were for a 90-year-old? Poor kid. We started with Intimo, but she wants something a little groovier.
Honey Birdette.
Good love.
Wasn't happy with third love. Are you eating stale bread? My bread's over. There's my bread over there. Or did you just read all of it?
Focus.
Focus.
So, Sharon actually says Rose and Thorn, which is where I get my bras from, and they're based in New Zealand, and they're great, and their bras are really cool and interesting, and they're great. So try them. Honey Birdette does do pretty Yeah, but I don't think there's going to be anything at Honeybird that's age appropriate for 14. Maybe? I don't know. Oh, look, there's quite a few of us who've all just gone to Rose and Thorn.
Okay, Rose and Thorn it is. Chick next. Yep.
Oh my God, I can hear Felix yelling in his gaming upstairs. Fuck's sake. Jody says, is anyone noticing the anxiety makes hot flushes worse? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Can we please, please stop teacher bashing? I can assure you I have never worked harder in my life than in recent weeks.
Oh, if I see someone bashing a teacher, I will let myself off my chain.
Yeah.
Oh, if I see anyone bashing a teacher, and being a teacher myself and, you know, still involved in school communities, oh, let me tell you, if I see someone even thinking about teacher bashing, I will fucking go them. Sorry, I'm a bit violent today.
Yeah. Yeah, we are a little bit, aren't we? I think that's about it.
Okay, well, what are you looking forward to? I'm looking forward to the wedding.
Oh, my God. What am I looking forward to? I'm making a really healthy and tasty dinner tonight. I'm looking forward to that.
Mr. Wig, before he got up this morning, he'd done all the laundry, all the cleaning, and cooked dinner. He's like a machine of efficiency.
Yeah, that's not good. He needs to pace himself.
I know. He just can't sit still.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to I did have something to look forward to. Oh, that's right, nothing.
I'm looking forward to us talking again next week.
Yeah, it probably is one of the highlights of my week. And
I know, right?
In the background, wandering around, asking questions. It's just lovely. You know, and thank you everyone who listens along. And, you know, I know that we're not exactly polished in our delivery at the moment and we don't have notes in front of us, so we are really going by the ass of flying by the seat of our pants type situation. But still, like, keep in contact with each other. Like, let's keep talking. If you've got a problem, put it on the page. Let's help each other out because we're all doing it tough.
That's so true. Okay, that'll do.
Okay, I love you.
I love you too.
Okay, we're going to go now, and as we like to say,
just keep plucking.